From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
The government announced changes to the Burials and Cremations Act. And then that, in response, has caused questions from the church about if they're saddled with the responsibility of caring for burial sites for 100 years, the sorts of costs that might add on to buying a plot in 2019. Richard Condy, Anglican Bishop of Tasmania, thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Leon.
Nice to see you again. Yeah. Let's start with the issue of the changes to the Burials and Cremations Act. Where is that? Where are those changes actually up to, Bishop?
So the changes went through Parliament last year, extending the life of a cemetery after the final burial from 30 years to 100 years. And so we are responding to that at the moment, trying to work out. At the moment, cemeteries are managed locally by local parishes, where with declining ability in some of those parishes and not really wanting to get caught up in all of this, we're thinking about centralising the management of that just so that we've got better records. When we did an audit of our records last year, they were in a bit of disarray, so we've tidied up all of those. But, of course, up to now, burial sites have been managed by volunteers. But with declining volunteers, declining rural populations, that's not going to be able to happen over a 120-year period. So we've got forward booked burials for 20 years. So 120 years from now is a very long time. So we're going to have to raise the funds to make sure that we can maintain the cemeteries for that amount of time.
So you're going to centralise and professionalise the management of those
Yes. Look, there'll be a period that parishes can still do it if they're still able, but many of them are saying to us, we don't want to do this. We can't do this. We can't manage this on our own. And so we're listening to them, and so we're trying to put in place the things that need to happen.
What do you think of the changes to the Burial and Cremations Act that the government made last year?
I understand that they were trying to respond to community concern. People wanted to have their burial plots looked after for a long period of time. And look, in one sense, nothing's changed, because a burial plot, even under the old legislation, was always a burial plot. The big change for us is that after 30 years, you could move the headstones and then easily maintain. You couldn't build on it, but you could easily maintain a grassed area with the headstones at the side. Now we can't do that until 100 years, so that increases the maintenance costs. If you've been to an old cemetery, you know that grave sites collapse, so they fall in on themselves, so you have to make them safe for people. So there are a lot of costs associated with that, and extending that out to 120 years is going to be, I think, really bad news for ordinary Tasmanians, because so the costs are going to get passed on to them.
So it was bad policy from the government?
Well, I think it was. I think it was an emotional reaction to what was happening in the Anglican Church, and I don't think emotion makes good policy. And so I think they're going to review the policy again. Jen Butler's been critical of us doing exactly what we told them in the consultation phase would happen.
Which is increase the cost of the burial plot.
We said that's what's going to happen here.
And so what's happened in real terms? What's happened?
Oh, well, we've been working really hard over the last 6 months to get our records right, to work out how many free spots we have in burial plots. And then we've been working really hard on a matrix to help people determine how much they should charge for a burial plot. It's going to be around the $10,000 mark to make sure that we have, you know, the mowing contract for 120 years. You and I are going to be long gone by then.
How much was it? So $10,000 you think will be the average cost for a burial plot?
That, yeah.
Go on to people's funeral costs.
Exactly.
How much was it 18 months ago before
between
this legislation?
$500 and $1,000.
So a 2,000 to 1,000% increase.
It's really hard, and we said that to the government last year, and they and it's interesting. We were made out to be the bad guys. But actually, I've spoken to council mayors who said, we're as worried about this as you are. But they were quiet last year. One of the Midlands council mayors said to me recently, they were really worried about this, the costs that are going to get passed on to people. Now, I don't think those costs have already been passed on to people. We certainly haven't put up our costs yet, because we're still trying to get the structure right and make sure that our sums are right, because we don't want to charge people any more than we have to. But we would be crazy to not provision for the future.
You are literally about to start building on the metrics that you've come up with. You're literally about to start billing people $10,000 for their burial.
We'll have to because it's you've got to maintain the thing for 120 years. And now, under the new legislation, there are penalties for us if we don't do it. So in the old legislation, if the local parish wasn't able to do it, there was a provision in there for the closure, early closure of the cemetery. That's gone. So we can't do that anymore.
I'm trying to imagine what people who are, you know, and people think about this more and more as they get older, as their loved ones age, if they're members of your tribe, the Anglican Church.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that almost a majority of our listeners can't afford $10,000.
Correct.
Remembering that there are also the funeral costs.
Correct.
And then there are the costs that go with
correct
all of the other things
yep
that is involved in somebody passing.
Yep.
We know that
terrible
a lot of our listeners want to take that responsibility on behalf yep of their family. So yep, I don't want to leave my family yep with a cost when I die. I'll yep save for that. Most of our listeners can't afford an yep extra $9,500, Bishop.
They need to write to their local member. And when they come back to review the legislation, bring it into line with other states in Australia.
Are the government planning to
review? Well, they've told us they're going to review it again, probably to bring in more regulations. But it will give the opportunity for the government, when they come back again, to have a look at the legislation again in the cool light of day, recognising the costs that they've pushed onto people. This is not us being nasty. This is us responding to the legislation in exactly the way we said to the government before they brought the legislation it would happen.
Are the Catholics doing this?
I think everybody's going to have to do it. The Catholic Church is structured slightly differently to us. We have the vast number of rural cemeteries in Australia because of the sort of Anglican settlement process. So that we've got 82 of them or something across the state. So we've got the biggest problem, if you like.
When are you actually going to start charging people $10,000?
Oh, I can't tell you. It'll be soon. Yeah.
Soon.
It may be different for different cemeteries because different cemeteries have different metrics around them. You know, if there's a large number of plots still to be sold and there's a lot of ongoing activity, that will be different to somewhere where there's not much activity at all. So, you know, we are really troubled about this. We don't want to do it. We would much prefer what other states in Australia do, which is most states, actually, it's 25 years from the last burial to the closure.
But do you accept that to some extent you brought this on yourself by the plans to sell off and the concern about the plans to sell off such a significant number of cemetery areas in Tasmania?
Because the old legislation worked. There's a story in the paper today of a couple who bought, not one of our churches, but a church in rural Tasmania that had a cemetery attached. They've loved it. They've got rid of all the overgrown stuff. People can now visit it that they couldn't do before. Now they can't sell their house because of the new legislation, because you have to sell it to some kind of perpetual entity. And so we've created this problem, not just for us, but for them. Their property's now pretty worthless.
But it's not right to say the itch the government was trying to scratch, but the problem that the government were trying to solve was the issue of the Anglican church sell-offs and concern about what that would mean for the grave sites that were around those churches.
That's what the government was reacting to. But I don't think they were trying to solve the problem. We tried to engage them in ways of solving the problem. And they've chosen to do this, and it's now going to have the effect that we said it was going to have. Because we're in the industry. We know what the business is, and we were told we didn't know what we were talking about.
Thanks for coming in this morning, Bishop Condy, Anglican Bishop of Tasmania.